The Mohammedan churches, or mosques, were merely large stone halls without benches or pictures, where the faithful could gather, if they felt so inclined, to read and discuss chapters from the Quran, the holy book. But the average Mohammedan carried his religion with him, and never felt himself hemmed in by the restrictions and regulations of an established church. 5 times a day he turned his face towards Mecca, the holy city, and said a simple prayer. For the rest of the time he let Allah rule the world as he saw fit, and accepted whatever fate brought him with patient resignation. Of course, such an attitude towards life did not encourage the faithful to go forth and invent electrical machinery, or bother about railroads and steamship lines. But it gave every Mohammedan a certain amount of contentment. It bade him be at peace with himself, and with the world in which he lived, and that was a very good thing. The second reason, which explains the success of the Muslims in their warfare upon the Christians, had to do with the conduct of those Mohammedan soldiers who went forth to do battle for the true faith. The Prophet promised that those who fell, facing the enemy, would go directly to heaven. This made sudden death in the field preferable to a long but dreary existence upon this earth. It gave the Mohammedans an enormous advantage over the Crusaders, who were in constant dread of a dark hereafter, and who stuck to the good things of this world as long as they possibly could.